Yosef Emori. The middle of the sugya of Malabi, the Simchon Beis, the two chalakim over here, Alphas of Ches, the sugya of Kibbutz Bli Mayim, the test onwards we're holding is Kibbutz with Mayim. To get the sugya clear, basically you have to answer four questions, and everything is very simple afterwards. One is what object we're referring to. A second question is what's the Masai, the liquid. A third is what's the Derech of Malabim. And fourth, what defines Shirusai, Zek, Fusai? Explain each of the first two questions. What chayfetz, what's the object over here? Are we discussing Cyrus, Begodim, Eitzim, new materials, whether it's plastic, rubber, nylon? I mean, what is the chayfetz that we're coming to go clean over here? The second question is, what's the medium you're coming to go clean over here? Are you using water? Are you using wine? Is it white wine? Is it oil? Is it beer? The m'soy over here. Third thing is, the question is, how do you come to the act in Liban, the person himself? Is he doing shuf-shuf, rubbing vigorously? Is it shuk-shuk? Is he rinsing? Is it stam kibbutz? Is the case of soaking over here? And the fourth thing is, we have to find, is shirosan, zekvusasan, the get of a derais over here. What does that mean? Is it dak derech luchluch? Let's say the begid is metunuf, does it make a difference over here? Does it make a chilek with oru pishtun? These are the four questions. Some of them, most of them, will answer today, and Hashem, next chabur will finish off to answer these questions. And the ik next chabur will focus on different mitzvahs, how to apply practically. They get to your Shabbos toothbrush, they get to sponges, they get to contact lenses, ukehino. First, we have this idea of being malabin, and we have different lashonos among Chazal and the Gemara of the definition of malabin. So first, let's teach and define the words that says in the sugya. That means first, the Gemara in Zvachim says a case of megaroi. To scrape, basically you have a kli, you want to clean it, what do? You take it and you scrape it. That's the first lashon we have. The second lashon we have, lashon of kiskus or shifshuf, meaning a person over here rubs it. He scrubs it. The third lashon we have is stam kivus. We're going to have to explain what that means, how the bialach understands it. A fourth lashon is shirosai, a case of soaking. A fifth lashon is shichshuch, meaning you place water on top of it. Shichshuch means rinsing. Rinsing. And a sixth lashon is chito, squeezing. Six different lashonis over here. I have to explain these lashonis. The first one is you have a case of megaro, basically you have a kli, which is a case, you have dam on top of it, you want to scrape it off, whether the kli is made of wood or matechas metal, there's no difference. That's how you clean it. That's not really a sugya, put it to the side. The second lashon is kiskus or shifshuf. Now the word shifshuf says Rashi, Bortam and Mechaber, it's tzidoy zeh el zeh. You have one side, you rub against the other side. Now the question is, let's say you take your hand and you rub against it. Now you took the beged, you rub one side against the other, you take your hand and you rub against it. Come on, the bialach, he speaks out, lav dafko, I mean dafko beged, anything that you rub hard, intensely, a vigorous scrubbing over here, even with the hand, is nichel an idea of shushu. The words are moisha, something that's chesik over here, something that's very strong. Any intense cleaning, whether it's one side to the other with your beged, one side to the other with your hand, is nichel in this category over here. Well, we'll try to get see this. But that's the idea over here, is intense cleaning. The next level is stam kibbutz. I'm coming to be alochi, it's a strict Torah over here that is a did call stam kibbutz with its klolim. What is the definition of stam kibbutz? The words of the bialach twice, he says using your hand. In fact, they told the Shmuel, but you just said using your hand is nechel and shifshuf. It's happened in the case of stam kibbutz. So we have the achronim seem to understand pshat in the bialach. When it says shifshuf and using your hand is doing it intensely, chazak, strong, very hard. How we're doing something nicely and softly, whether you use a hand or a beged, that's under the category of stam kibbutz. For example, when you have a beged, you want to clean something well, you rub. When a plate you want to clean very well, you don't do it that hard. You take it off, you clean it that way. So negate to both them are using your hand. But negate to shifshuf, the category of a deraisa by or, that's doing it intensely, chazak. And stam kibbutz, it could be the same thing using your hand, but doing it more lightly, not as strong over here. That's the fourth level, the third level. The fourth level is a case of shirosai, something you soak over here. The next level is shichshuch, the way the Mishmur explains twice, meaning placing water on top of it, basically the case of rinsing over here. Mishmur says even a little bit of water over here. And the sixth level, in the case of schita, squeezing or wringing something out, then Mishmur will focus on the next chabura. That means basically, you have a shirt over here, it gets dirty. What can you do to your shirt? You have five practical ways of cleaning your shirt. That means you have a stain, you can do shuf shuf. That's one definition of way of cleaning it. A second thing, you have a small stain, you do stam kivus, you do it lightly. You have some dirt, you want to soak, that's shirusai. A fourth way, if you have some stain, you'll pour water on top of it. That's shuk shuk. And then you have already a beggar that's wet, you can squeeze out the water, that's chito. That means there are five separate pulas you can do on your shirt, which have its own parameters, some of the rabbanim, some of the raisa, each one onto its own klal over here. Yes. Now, come on, the question is, first, the Gemara is Michal clearly between the case of a beggar and the case of Or. Or to be a case of the raisa, shif shuf, and the beggar, even a case of soaking nichel together of the raisa, or putting on water on top of it, rinsing is the raisa. What is the basic understanding of the nafkamina between Or versus beggar? So the pash is, to clean Or, to put it inside water, won't happen. The only way to clean Or is through an act of cleaning very well. How's that? By shif shuf, rubbing against it. But stop placing it inside the water or rinsing it will not work. Now shaking a baguette, soaking will come out. That's a simple understanding. If that's so, speak to the Achronim, let's say today could make another level. We said six levels, but let's make it a seventh level. Cleaning using chemicals, using bleach, cleaning detergent, economical, like discussed. Things about etzem, you could do the act of shif-shif without shif-shif. Basically, you take a baguette or I put it inside bleach. And now I change it, and since it's a chemical, eat it up, affect it over here. Can now we do the act of soaking on or that has a level in the category of the case of a shuf shuf? Now, if communion with our chinam is discussing, in the case of contact lenses, that.
What was the answer to that?
We'll speak out, but they're discussing contact lenses that used to be you have to take your contacts, a soft contacts, and rub it to clean it. Today they have these saline solutions. 3-in-1, 5-in-1, you put it inside, and does the same act of shif-shuf with the chemicals without you having spending your 10 seconds to waste time. We don't want to waste time over here, and two up over here. So the question over here, what level do you put something that is the pu'ula, that you're not doing shif-shuf, that it saw the tatar of shif-shuf? Says the Orchish Shabbos, that he asked this question to Rav Liashiv, and he has a letter from Avoser, and he asked the Kut HaShani, all of them says the get of shif-shuf. That means even though you're doing an act of soaking, the saline solutions has a get of shuf-shuf. It has a koyach, but the lumps of oil, it doesn't affect it. We have something that can affect it. So the Nasha Klein and Shuva has a get of shuf-shuf over here. If that's so, we'll have to get back to next Chabura of contact lenses. Now we have a massive issue over here. We put it inside the saline solution, the mice is cleaning it over here. Because they're doing the act of shuf-shuf. The way I was brought out of because Ish Mamash Isidar Iso. So these are the levels of cleaning. That's the first question of what defines cleaning. We have the six levels of Chazal and one Bismanazah. The second question is the object we're discussing over here. Now in the Gemara seems to be there are three levels, and we seem to pass in our four levels. That means the Gemara is a case of Kli. Then the Gemara is the second level of Or Kosher and Or Rach under one category. And then we have a Gedur. Let's say for that two categories. Let's make it the Gemara small with five. But best thing has a case of Kli, then we get an Or Kosher, a get of Or Rach, and a get of Beged. Now put again Kli to the side, and we come out, we have to be over here. The Gemara sounds like that something, an Or Kosher is Lab Akivus. According to Rabbanim, that's Machalik's Gemara, according to Rabbanim, Or Kosher, everything is motor. Everything is motor. We have a second level of Or Rach, something that's soft over here. That's a Bar Kivus, very clearly Gemara, but it's not Balea. Therefore, the Gemara says shif shuf is also. Intense cleaning is also. The third thing the Gemara says is something to bar kivus and balea, that's begodim, even rinsing the mice is also. That's the Gemara says these three things over here and again to us. Coming to the Meshibur is Mechadish, the Allah is going to be four things over here. Not like the Mechaber, four levels. It comes along wine, the Bialocho. The Rama Paskin, the Hilchas, Maise Kabonis, like the Chachomim, that the Allah over here is. That there's a chil between Or Kosher and Or Rach. Yet by us, he's not mechab between the two. He seems to ask to both. How can you do that? Affect the bialocho. If he wants to answer, the Gemara is discussing the getter to give the raiso. By Maisei Kabonis. Therefore, the getter Kabonis has its klum, has three levels. And the get us, the getter to give Shabbos, will come along and make four levels over here. Then he comes along and says that something is not by kibbutz at all, like eating like wood, Maisei go wash and clean it, no problem. But let's say something is lab by kibbutz, but it's Or Kosher. You come and want to tie no, we have exerted up on him, and shif shuf is also. Now, we simply mean the Gemara about our kosher is not an also shif shuf. Kemal be aloch and machanish that the mice shif shuf is also by our kosher. Darbon. Next level, fourth level, then be aloch. Also means a bar kivus, not believe like orach. That you want tiny shif shuf is deraiso. He says, have a stamp kivus is drabonon. Belula mistafina, even that's deraiso. And then he has a fourth level that something is a bar kivus embalaya, that's a case of begodim. That means it comes along in Niger to us, we have la bar kivus, eitzim, then we have orkosho, orach, and begodim. Four different halachas over here. Now explain the Mishabura is chiddush. He basically has two chiddushim or two yesaidis over here. One in orach and one orkosho. And we'll have to apply that when it means Niger to us. Niger to orach, you have something that's soft over here. A vat is very clear, you want to soak in the water, rinse it underneath the water, it's mortar. That's clear. Neger to the case of shif-shuf, intense cleaning, says the Mishnah Berurah, Tildovetz, it's deraiso. The Gemara asks about orach. The Gemara wants to say the case of Abon, but Mishnah Berurah closes that case of deraiso over here. Kimmel with Mishnah Berurah and says, but what about stam kivos? It's chiddush in orach, what's the loch in stam kivos? He wants to tell you that stam kivos, lemaisa is still osir, do Abon, and the oid, he wants to say, lam mistafino, if I'm not embarrassed to argue, even it's a deraiso. They have to realize his chiddush over here, stam kivos. He points out himself, you read the mechaber, the chur mechaber is against him. The mechaber says, what is osa by orach when sidai ze zulazu? One side to another. Stam kivos, mice is mutter. And the mechaber be'etim is lavosh, and a prisha, and a bach, and a goy, and a graz, and a chayodom, and a kitzer. The orchor shulchan quotes one godel wa taino, stam kivos osa, meaning the chavetz chayim. They said, Tzarchin Gadol, we have a world as a right to argue and all the Paiskim say the Stam Kivus is also for Orach. I said, where the Mishmur get it from? He says, let's read the Rishonim. It's true, you have all the Paiskim like you. We read the big three, the Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam, to all three, the Aser Kivus. And they're not Mechalik with the Orkosha Orach. You look at the Rishonim, the Torah bring down the way, the Smak, the Sefer Orach, they bring down Kivus is also.
Kivus is Eliyadeh.
What?
Kivus is Eliyadeh.
So we said the kivus mishmuel's word be dying, but softly. Now it's true that Bialoch agrees. It's true the Rashi the Ran is not the way. The Ran the Rashi says what is tam kivus? Then one say dafka in case of shif shuf means sadzeh mitzadzeh. He says you look at the big three and the Mishnah did not go this way. The Evel Kimmel the Bialoch is mechadish. So again, we said shif shuf. We saw in the beginning shif means intense cleaning biyat, biyat or bikli. Masha Enkain, Stam Kivus is more lightly, not intensely. It's like cleaning a plate. Stam Kivus. He writes twice it with your hand. But yet he asks with your hand by Shif Shif a case of the Raiso. That means intensely, Chazik. And more lightly is Nichol Gedda Stam Kivus. So he says he wants to read. Yes, the Stam Kivus. And then he says, if you read the Gemara, he has a track of Tide, the Gemara goes to the Sugyo here. Everyone knows the Sugyo. And the Kamlung says, if you read Rava, Stam, Losh, and Kivos, Kamlung to us over here. So it means, Mishmua is a Chiddush in Or Rach, the Stam Kivos is also. The question over here is, he passed like, what Rishonim against Rashi and Iran? Against Beis Yosef and all the Paiskim. The question is, how the other Rishonim or Paiskim really answer back? How do you answer back that it's very ambiguous in the Rishonim that they came along and said, Kivos is also? Why is the case of Stam Kivos is also? How can the Rif, the Rosh, the Ram say that? So that's there are two ways to answer back. There'll be a loch taino. One was saying over here that shich shuch lemais is motor. Pouring one on top of his motor, kivus is also. You could say kivus relative shich shuch, rinsing. What does kivus mean? Kivus means shich shuch. That's the title, the definition over here. If every stam kivus means shich shuch over here, a kamal b'etzim is no machloikis chavetz chayim, where's the other paiskim? Just once calling something don't do lightly, shif shif. Right? Just come down, not much of an afternoon, what they're saying. Just the Rishonim is saying, and the Paiskim is saying, stam kivus means shif shif, and have a clum of shif shif. But that means something even lightly, one side to another side. Rishonim is calling stam kivus something that's light, has its own category. And if a kid come out, the Chavetz Chaim is a cool over here. Because the Chavetz Chaim comes out, stam kivus, drabonon. Stam kivus, according to the other Paiskim, they're calling that, that's him, one side to the other side, using your hand, nechlegel of shir shuf. That means you have one option to stand, there is no machlekes, and stam kivus among the Paiskim was the mean, It means a situation of rubbing one against the other, whether hard or light. That's one side to another side. Oy, come on, deraisa, because the shifshim is deraisa by case of or. Now the chol tzchaim, we say punk vaket. Since it's liyazer, stam kivus is shichshuch. It's pouring wood on top of it, and therefore shichshuch lemais is motor, stam kivus lemais is motor. And since it's liyazer, there's a stack of svar over here. What's the case of rinsing? You're putting it underneath the water. This is some light pressure over there. So what's stam kivus? Doing it lightly with your hand. What's it mean the water does it lightly? Your hand does it lightly. It's the same thing. So if the halacha of shichshuch, rinsing underneath the water is motor, such as liyazer, stam kivus is the same idea. How can Kamal Chavetz Chaim say stam kivus is going to be deraisa, and this rinsing is going to be a case of motor? It's both the same amount of pressure on the bagel over here. So both of them are motor. So what's it, well, it does? It's the same pressure. So the two ways to answer back in that Masna Kamina is stam kivus, of course, the other place came. Be under the category of shifshuf, or under the category of shichshuch. Is it going to be mutter or be deraisa? The ma'aseh came from Tzchaim, went in between. He made this new level over here, because the kasha upon the Rishonim says stam kivos, doing something lightly, had the category of a derabbanan by the case of orach, a lulam estafina, even a get of a deraisa. That's one chiddush in the Chavetz Chaim. A second is said in the Chavetz Chaim, he gets involved with the speaking of or kasha now. When you have this leather that's hard, now first, what's the definition of leather that's hard? The halacha brings down a lashon that cannot bend one to another. Doesn't bend one to another. Now, there are two ways to understand it. Maybe it's not kaminis. Does it mean it's not flexible? What does it mean? It is flexible, but it has a tzura, it stands by itself, has a form by itself. Two ways to understand what the Chavetz Chaim means. Now, the halacha comes along that by our kosher, it's very clear in the Gemara that l'maisa is the ba'kivus anat, is machlikis chachomim versus the rabban. The Rabban said the Maiser over here is to be mutter, it's la barkivos, that's the Rambam, that's smag. However, the Bialocha ends off with the Shiltis, a pastor is like a cherim. It's nichol to get a barkivos. So you do have to realize it is a cherim, that is passing with the Shiltis. We don't pass like that. We all nichol to get a la barkivos. Therefore, the Loch is very clear. Shichshuch, shirusai, soaking it, or rinsing it on Maiser's mutter. The case of Shifshuf came along the Chavetz Chaim. And he wants a taino. Everyone bets he wants a taino. But in the case of shifshuf, a maestro have a get of a drop on over here. The halacha very clear. The grass over here. Gam Shlomo says get of deraiso. But he's mechadish the get of kivos over here. They didn't even a case of kivos. He wants a taino. All sorts also. Apid the rishayim, numus rishayim. Agam, he points out, avadis against Rashi, against Iran, against Biu, the Rav Mishnayis. The old maestro kivos is a case over here to be made by or kosher. That means the Chavetz Chaim mechanish in the case of Or Kosher, even Kivus can be Osir, and the case of Shishim over here. That's the two yesodos over here. Now, building upon this, let's try to make it practical over here. When a person wants to wash Kalim, we have divided two groups: Kalim Bezmana Chazal and Kalim Bezmana Zer. Kalim Bezmana Chazal, first, Kamlung the Bialoch, he speaks out. What about a person? So, first, negate the Sugya of Cyrus. So we have the Mishnah said the case of Sak. What does that mean? Sak means either he hears of a shor or he hears of a izim of goats over here. Chavetz Chaim says everyone knows place in Shabbat Chol Zayin. And therefore, the case of hears, the Mishnah saying is very clear, there's a barkivus. Sars a barkivus. For the Chavetz Chaim, either loch over here is, but a person to wash it here on Shabbos, the Maestro, the only reason why it's also by Chazal, you disconnect the hears, glazes, otherwise the Maestro is motor. The Bialoch is mechalik whether the hears are attached to a person's body or not. When it's disattached, it's nifl get a bakivus, you cannot wash on Shabbos. Mashek is attached, its words are loyshach by shem kviso. It's not nifl the shame of washing it over here. Building upon that Chavetz Chaim, the Bialoch, that a hears are attached to your body, there's no issa kviso. What about the body itself? Can you wash your body? Is this a kviso over here? Can you do shif-shif to your body? That means chura, or we're saying shifshuf is ulcer. All of us have or. It sits on water, you see it gets even wrinkled over time. It doesn't affect over here. Can a person do shifshuf upon his body? Can he clean himself well? Maybe rinse he can, but there is still shifshuf. So there's a Rashi and Tshuva discussed it, and Shpul Alekha brings it down, that we don't find anywhere there's an issue of cleaning a person's body. She'im lech is klevis of balachayim. No, it's a case of washing a body. That's called being clean. That's not called being a case of washing over here. And they were the Pesachim on Nezer, and Rosh Moshe and others bring down the Tshuva by Chassidus called, of course, asked them, how can you clean your teeth? Malabing. Now, we love other issues. We ask, ask Malabing, making it white over here. On a Baal Chai, there's no Issa. Now, you could ask, which is a good question, I'm not clear how to answer, what malacha apply to a person's body, which ones are not? For example, if you write in your arm, are you even the Issa of Kaysim on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Kudal Amazi, even Issa derived. So, Ksim is on the body. Person, on Baino, we've been on a post of Viven Odomas Etzela. Tfiwa, who stitches on Shabbos, is Issa derived still or not? They discuss in the gates to get Tfiwa on the good for the person. So, why in the world are we not even the Issa Malabi? Not clear this question. When I see the Tal Oyes, he begins on Machlokes Yishrayim this question. He says the Mordechai, the children of Yom disagree with Rashi, Shmuel Eker, so there is an Isser of Malabin on person. You cannot do Shifshim on Shabbos. Besides the figure, maybe you get involved with Moichik, but he bases upon you, listens upon you. So Maisa, Oyelam clean himself, that's on Hoka, that's the person very clear, says yes. Why? I'm not clear why. But Maisa, you certainly can do, clean your body. Aleph. The second Nichol Zal Maisa had a case of glass. I don't wash glass on Shabbos. So, Kamal Paiskim say, it's not Balayas, not by Kiva's Pashas, and therefore it's Nichol, a category of Kalim. And a Vada person can clean on Shabbos, no problem. However, there's another Sugi in Simon Shinchov Gimel. The Gemara of this, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Kalim brings down, over there to take Schuchas to clean it with a Shibula Shoyl, with a tail of a fox. Kamal the Achorinim Apina Maril and says, to make something shine over there, says the Magavram, you're even Isser. Either tircha or zechol or other reasons, so you can't make things shine. They would take glass and you use Windex. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Says the Orach Shabbos. Says the Yashiv. Says the Shlomo Zalman. You even nisser alts that sugya. I mean, you're allowed to clean it, but not make it shine. I know the Ilum Chavu likes arguing to shine. You know, it's true on the Windex is a little on the picture of the says it's shine, and over here when you clean the glass it doesn't shine over here. They seem to want to argue with what the Swarms say. And the picture on the Windex over here, you can argue maybe it doesn't shine, just cleans it. Maybe it's just soap. I'm not sure. But the mice with the swarm being down, the chutzpah use Windex, makes things shine. The mice is an isser, not metam and lobbing. It's a circular tircha of the chol. Another thing that happens, man chazal, something called suede. Basically, and they come on the place and say nickel together, or leather. And therefore, let's say yamka is made out of leather and suede over here, and the falls on the floor, you pick it off. So if it's offer on top of it, so if you mock it, the kimenar at all. If you're not machbid, you can only do it lightly, not shivshim. It gets wet over here, also is leather, shivshim is also. That means shivshim is always also wet, whether it's wet or not. If it's not wet, then it depends if it's machbid or not. Cheres comes as far as saying, this is a category of a clear beer, very simple, pottery, and therefore the Ochid is allowed to clean on Shabbos. They get to wallpaper, can you clean on Shabbos? The kids seem to have talent, or certain kids have talent to dirty the wall over here. And then they always have these guests coming, Mama's ready for the. They come, and now you want to clean it. They like to clean the wallpaper on Shabbos. Under what category is wallpaper? So Pasha will put it on the category of paper, whatever the column of paper over here is. Maisa, the Orcha Shabbos, brings down... Oh, come on, the Orcha Shabbos, it brings down an interesting idea, which I don't understand, maybe Paul explained to me, that this idea that maybe wallpaper is bought to the wall. So as a gedder of a kli. As far as I understand, the Sugya Malabing depends on Balea or not Balea. Not if it's a shame clean, dinkly, not to move a dire over here. To mess is a belay, not belay over here. So Orcha Shabbos says he's not sure. They said if he found out that this girl's mice is makel over here. I'm not calling the mice to watch your makel. Should be nickel is a belay, not belay. Certain wallpapers are more of a plastic, should not be belay. If it is belay, it should be a problem. You should know why it depends if it has a shame clean, it did a bittle.
Clean that's belay, actually. Also, be a problem.
Why not? The sword, the lump is over here. How do you clean it? We'll go back to these things. Besides the Moichik, right, besides that. They get something that's silk, come on the grass and says silk, they get a baguette. Therefore, the loch is even putting water on top of it, you're even listening to the ice. They get metal, you can get a clean. A lot of you wash it over here. And they get paper per se. So the two things you can do with paper, clean something else and clean the paper itself. So to clean something else, what they call baby wipes, to use that or use napkins with wood over here. Come with a motion, the place can say, you're not cleaning you're doing the napkin falls apart, throwing in the garbage, there's no way similar lobbying. But let's say you want to clean the thing itself, paper itself. Come with Orcha Shabbos and put it under the category of paper. Give an example, let's say it's Seder, wine spills the Agado. You want to put it underneath the water to wash off the wine over here. A little bit of water to wash it off. Put the Orcha Shabbos, even if it's the Raiso. Now, I'm not clear. I see also Rav Henke says why you put it under the category of being belay of a beggar. I would maybe put it under the category of more of or, because it might say what one's off it, maybe what time absorbs inside of it. So I'm not clear where would you put paper. Is paper under the category of a beggar? Or paper under the category of or, in a simple nafkamina, can you put some water to wash off the thing that's on it on Shabbos or not? The gate to wood, coming with Shabbos, very clear, says nothing in the category of kelim. The person can bring it down the way, which I see. Rav Nevinzal says, if so, if you have, you write, and you have, at least you have ink on top of your wood, not this wood, this more, that's not really go inside. Let's say you write on wood and you wash off the ink. That's not malabim. You write on wood, you wash off the ink. It's not malabim. It's talking about that's malabim. Mishmur means what? It means that again, something is absorbed inside. You have to scrape it off. And I was very sussing in the paiskim. It sounds like if you have ink on wood, is there an ism malabim? It sounds like no. Unless you do, you magari, let's scrape it off. To wash off, sound like there is no sir. Now it's on the Mishnah Berurah, the Yitzchak Yikar says, how can that be? About the ink on wood, about the Nechon Gedim Alabim. The Yishlom is a Machlokes here and now, discussing different Metzieses. They get to Pishtun, linen, which I'm not sure that is. The Torah, for example, of Maram Utabur, about the Nechon Gedim Begodim over here. They get to Begodim that has that Savoyim, that are close to it. So come on the back, and the Mishnah Marshal that said, there's no Isser on the Begodim under the earth. Pelvikadim. Meister Bach disagrees, and therefore the Shmuel is very clear from the Achrenim that we hold whether it's dyed or colored is no different on the category of Megodim. They get to Tzemer. Again, there's a Torah being done out in Wurtemberg, Nichol get of Ur. Come on, the Torah disagrees. Why should that be? Tzemer, cotton, wool should be under the category of Megodim over here. Cotton, the carpet, all the same thing. So first of all, I think most of the cases are very simple, what to go do, except for maybe paper and wallpaper. Comes out, certain things are Megodim, putting water there, it was soaking in Isidir Iso, like whether it's a case of bad or silk or linen or whether it's colored wool, cotton, that's very simple. What is under R? That's a case of leather, suede. What's under Kalim? We seem to understand a person under the getter of Kalim, glass, metal, cheris, eitzim, and kudaymos. As matters there, we come along and we have these other materials that are synthetic. Basically, they're called gumi, rubber. Case of nylon, something called sakai, which is vinyl, and plastic. Now, some of them call nylon and plastic the same thing. Some of them put it under two different categories. I'm not really sure what nylon is and what plastic, the difference are between the two. But they seem to have nylon, plastic, rubber, and vinyl. Now, fine. So let's put all these things under one group. Call it one thing, and have three levels in this one group. Now, I'm being clear, the Svarim seem to have a little bit of a difference between nylon and plastic, malachas, but I think it's all b'ikar in one category over here. In this one group, there are three ways we can practically have something. We have, let's say, for example, a hard plastic dish. You buy for 10 shekels, it's very hard, you can bend it, use it over and over, it's plastic and it's hard. That's one level you can have. You can have something that's soft plastic, your plastic tablecloth. It's very soft, falls down. That's plastic and soft. Then you have a third level over here, made out of threads. That means you have polyester, you make your tie, your suit. Those are three things in these new materials that you can have over here. Either something hard, very hard, something soft that bends, and threads over here. Now, look what comes out. Let's first take something that's soft plastic. You have your tablecloth that's very soft over here. The question over here is, is there an issue of placing water on top of it? Are you allowed to shift to it? Is it on the category of kalim? I think the main question is, really, we always have three levels here. We have kalim, we have or, and begodim. The passage is, well, the clarity here is it better than or under the category of kalim? Or is it worse than or? And under the category of kol or rat? What's the story over here? The tzad to be makel and be better than the case of or is that when a person, when he have the chiluk between a clean and an or, kelim mice had to go clean it. Kelim mice says shuv shuv is mutter. Or to rub mice is osir. Now, mice or is something that is very clear is a bar kivus, but the mice is not baleo. Now, what does it mean by or is not baleo? Your shoes, are they waterproof? No, they're or. Avadar, the first time eventually gets inside your leather. It just takes a while. You take any object, that's or, it'll eventually get inside the or, but it takes time. Therefore, the side over here, of or is it has water inside, but won't get there. It will take time to get there. Plastic. You have a plastic bag, you put water inside. You leave it there for days, weeks, years. Will the plastic ever be belay the water? Never. So the Svarim had to say that plastic is better than Ur. It's on the category of a kli. Because it will never be belay a water. It's not possible. If that's so, those who want to tie up be Svara, instead of Moshe, instead of Debatina, instead of Shlomo Zalman, Apisvaro should be under the category of Kli, and therefore what should be Mutter? Shifshuf. Kivus is Mice's Mutter. Daloch is Shifshuf, by Kalim is Mutter, by plastic should be the same thing. However, they say 2 points. Come with the tank you just mentioned, Shlomo Zalman, and Moshe, and Debatina. Apisvaro, loved after Kamum to Mata Derises. Shifshuf on our wrath, little get over the rice though. Even on Karsha could be. Voitzer of Vosner, there's a reason over here to say that Or has a better level in the case of plastic. The reason why Or, when you clean it, you have to shifshuf, because it takes a while if you let it soak there. Eventually it'll happen, but it takes a while. Mash Enkim, in the case of nylon, anything that's near will get cleaned right away. It doesn't take a while. It'll get cleaned right away. Pour water on top of it, will get cleaned right away. So it gets cleaned right away. Maybe has the category of at least get of orach over here. Since we're dealing with a shell of a deraiso, maybe and the betzimit does fold and has get it seems to be like orach over here. Therefore, the one taino has a loch of or shifshuf is also. So, once again, we have two sides of here. Those who want taino, it's not belay a kiuzer. Therefore, on soft plastic tablecloth, mice it's muter likely shem kalsi or letzian mitchazish. They won't be down chakniyevsky this way. Asal Hashani, we've sworn and placed him, whether it's Ramosho and the Debatzino and Minchas Yitzchak and Shmir Shabbos, some Kabbalim, others come along, we've never saw the one time of Ayaloch and Maisim Choshim in the Raisin and Shifshif, we also. That means it comes out Maisim in one category over here, a Mavuch among the Achoyim had to look at soft plastic and bacon to get to the Achshash of the Raisin, they want to be Machmer. The ones who Machmer of Achshash the Raisin, what about how far we Choshim over here? What about Stam Kivos? That means the Chofetz Chaim says Lula Mestafina Stam Kivus also the Raiso. Says in Brisaylam, what's be Machmer? Says in be Machmer for Shifshuf. Even Stam Kivus, you want to go over the plastic temple and rub lightly to clean it. What time will Maishit also? At Sadashani, we were Maishit, Lula Mestafina seem to understand. The whole Lula Mestafina is a Chumro. Pashto the Paiskim argue with the Chofetz Chaim. And there's a starkest form here, the Maishit to be Mekel, the Maishit not Balei Kiyuzer. We're afraid to be Mekel, but take on Lula Mestafina. Only by shift shall be machmer, not more than that. So you get to one level bezman hazeh, and you get to the throw plastic. Big is from what's kind of machmer and shift shift. I'm the strikers for saying why to make all the even shift shift is motor. It's not a category of art, category of a kli.
Are these plastic tablecloths? We throw them out, right?
Correct. So there are two things.
Why is it better than a napkin?
So that falls apart, the place can say. And there are two types of plastic tablecloths. There's the one that we mamash threw out. Then my father and the ones that we had 20, 30 years ago were harder plastic. Right? That also, same idea. Same question.
Oh, but the ones from today.
I don't think it doesn't fall apart. No one can clean it. Today doesn't happen. No one cleans it, practically. No, the doctor, Mitzias, no one cleans it today. But the study should be. They're discussing more the 20 years ago plastic. Sometimes when Pesach uses it, the harder plastic. Now, the second level over here is, let's say you have these threads, polyester threads, and you have a stain. Can you put water on top of your tie that got a stain that fell on top of it? The sort of machmer, the sort of mekel. Now, the sort over here to be machmer is just like by any tie, you have a silk tie over here, put underneath water, and there's a stain inside that gets it out. It also has a stain on top of your polyester, puts some water, and gets it out. Therefore, it should be nichel in the category of like a beged. Now, you have to realize the case of plastic tablecloth, the shallow was, is it a kli or ar? The be'ikna shal negate, the threads, is it a beged or ar? I mean, that's the question. Is it a beged or that's the ikna shallow? The couple of those want me mach, but say, nichel in the category of beged. Looks like your silk tie put underneath the sink, the maestro is going to be usher. Who would do the same thing with your polyester tie? I saw Shani is sort of makel says under the category of ar, and the allowed wash it under the sink. Is that by the case of your silk or cotton or these materials, natural fibers, it's belay inside the fibers. The polyester, it's play in between the fibers, not inside the fibers. Therefore, everyone knows, you ever want to wash your silk toy, it's not that simple. You have to either give it to the cleaners, or you have to rub very hard. You have to do mamash shifshuf. Your polyester, you put it in the sink, it comes off very simply. Why does it come off very simply? Because it's not in the fibers. It's stuck in between the fibers. It's not in the fibers, it's in between. Category of R. It's not etzem dirty over here. It's not something that's barbalea. If it's not barbalea, that's be mekel. Therefore, what? Yes, it's not, natural fibers are not balea. Synthetic fibers are not balea at all. Here's
it. Oh, it is.
Or it is eventually, but this is not. Therefore, there's a question. How do you look at these ties that are polyester? Since they're polyester. Mostly, those who are tiny, clear to get it of R over here. This is liyazah, b'nam azilbush, b'nam shabbos. Not only that, the beginning of Chavik Yafsky, you put it on the category of Kli over here. Even a higher level. The Simcha Bonim wants to go this way. It's under the category of Or, and therefore you're allowed to rinse it under the water. You have a stain on your tie. No problem. Atzad Hasheni, Shlomo Zalman says, the Meister, it looks like it's being belayed inside over here. Ralatian, Rav Vosner, Chodeshani, and others, Rav Shabbos, Machlokes is a shokel among the Svarim. Therefore,
it looks bad?
It's inside. It's in between. What's in between? How do you look at something that's in between over here? Could be also looking. That means you could tell me there's a bayah of Dovah Tumul Rabin. Could tell me there's a bayah of Maris Ayin. Let's put those two shalas aside. But sin and no one sees what you're doing over here. Let's put that aside. Is there an issue over here? There are certain people that will see someone, mamash get his tie dirty and put it under the sink and wash it. Shmir Shabbos. Now they'll say, Shabbos, what are you doing over here? And if not, it's machlokes. Some say it's osig gomer, or some say it's mutter. Shmir Shabbos says, my sense mutter. Och Shabbos says, my sense also over here. You have two sides over here. What are you going to do under these threads over here? The third question to get to new materials are something that's hard plastic. You have a plate that is hard. 10 shekels, solid over here. What is that? Mice is not belay at all. We certainly have the svar over here. Now the question is, should we put on a get of or kosher, which only a dinder rabbanon? Not a dinder raisa. Therefore, since we have a starker svaro, it's not a chash of the rice over here. Only a chash of the rabbanon, I'll be svaro shaboy, and the svaro see me go, hard plastic, mice to get of kalim. Avadi, I'll take you your hard plastic plate, mice to wash it. That means to come down to get new materials, we have three levels, three different halakas. Hard plastic, mice to get of kli, you can wash it. It means soft, the place can be ikra machra, machlikes be ikra machra, and shiv shuv. And so we have threads over here, those who are tiny, yesh for yesh, that maybe it's also not even a sinus mayim over here. Take cases over here. Someone wants to wash dishes with what they call rubber gloves. Now the rubber gloves are some of them are throw in the garbage. Just take the ones you bought for 5-10 shekels, you use over and over. It's rubber over here, it's gumi. Can you go wash plates with it? And then afterwards, what do you do? It's dirty. So you rub it against each other to clean them, put it on the side to use them for next time. They like to do that. Cinnamon Khazitko, Kudushani, Shmir Shabbos, and Archa Shabbos, all these fellows come on Taino. To use it, maybe you can. But afterwards, to rub it, this over here, the case of rubber, that's soft, shashu deraiso, and shivshu, the mice is over here. You can't rub the gloves afterwards. You have a shallow deraiso.
Why can you use it?
We'll get to it. Good question. Minchas Ish says, he passed a local maiso, that there is no shivshu to be machmo on something that's not belayek used. And the mice make it, she does like. Now, the question the doctor is asking a great question. How in the world do you wash a plate? You take your gloves and you rub it with your gloves on the plate. Why is that itself not shif-shif? How can you use the gloves itself? Maaser the Orcha Shabbos in the footnote asks this question. He says, number one, you're not being scavenged over here. Number two, you're not icing in the pool of kivos. And therefore, not the shame kivos over here. Nice words. As the doctor says, I'm not clear what that means. First of all, in Miskavin, who is the case of Sekresho? Especially you're cleaning plate after plate, it's nichle. The first time it gets dirty, so you want to be the second time to be clean over here. The third time to be clean over here. What does it mean that none of the shame kivos are not chlor? The maisa, the inu certainly is makel. One of the best way is to have all these kosher rubber sponges. We'll get to Bereshem next number up. Rubber the bayav shuf shuf. Afterwards, you keep rubber to clean it, but everyone uses it to wash the plates first, the second, third time. They will have a shkoch on top of it. So we see the inu seem to understand that be the Hashur Shiboy, maybe because the whole question of being to get rubber and shifshif is not that simple. They seem to understand not to worry about this in on shifshif while you're washing the plate, but afterwards the mice want to answer it. The lumpness is very hard to understand why that's so, but that certainly seemed to be that the hook of the place can seem to go with. A second case of this cause, let's say you have children, and they have a pacifier, and that falls on the floor, Kedai Kohi. and they don't mind putting it in the mouth, but the parents do mind. They want to clean it. It's rub over here. You want to clean it well. You have over here the rubber nipple to the bottle. It gets very dirty. Can you clean it well over here? So the question is, what is this rub over here? Is it a category of kalim? Or is it a category of or? Are you allowed to do shifshuf to these things? And it seems to me the argument over here is something that be'etzem, is this hard leather or soft leather? It bends, but it has a tzur by itself. That means the words of Mishnah Berurah says that something that does not bend is hard or kosher. But something less than that has a tzur. That means things that are flat, soft plastic, the fall has no tzur. A plate that is stark. Something you can bend, but has a tzur. Under what category do you put under? Myself, those who are taino, the person can't take the pacifier, the pesi over here, and the mice, you can wash it. The way the Shlomo Zalman says, you have no kavona for chitza, I'm not sure those words mean over here. The way the Chodeshani says, under the category of get of two eskli, I'm not sure those words mean over here. The mice, they come along and they seem to understand under the category of or kosher. Fine, mice or kosher, the mice can be mekel. That's the B'chan Gnevsky or Letzian. Asad Hasheni, Yashiv, Yak Yosef say, mice is shivshuv. Mice is soft, it's bendable, and shivshuv is chash to rice, that's me mach from here. Even the shalom among the swarm seem to be part of the question is what you look at the pacifier on the nipple of a bottle, is that soft or hard? Under what category do you put it then? Is it going to be a case of shifshuf that's ulcer? Or am I to be mutter over here? A similar case you can ask.
Is
you
have like
Kalim? Yeah, it's not belay. That's called rub is not belay. Some say it's Kalim. That's mutter. Those say you can wash it, even shifshuf is mutter. Shomu Zalman or Tzien Chapinevsky Chodshani also say it's under Kalim.
So, can we wash it?
I hear. Lightly, certainly. A similar case, lightly, certainly. Not Sheshuv. Stam Kibul. Sheshuv is Stam Kibul, no problem. Now, as for example, another thing, a plastic cup, soft plastic cup, right? They can bend to each other, one to another. Under what is that? Can you wash it? Now, most people throw it in the garbage. But under what category? Also, see it's like this. Or let's see, the Orch Shabbos says under the category of Kli. We actually call it under the category of Or. Machmina Shivshuv also Motor. And it seems to be Machlokes is it bendable? Yes. Does it stand by itself? Yes. So what is that? Is it Or Kosher or Rachelvir? That seems to be the source. Negate to our shoes. Can you rinse our shoes? Shulchan Aruch is very clear. And Ziftes says you have one in the shoe, based upon the Gemara, put inside the water, no problem. However, come according to point out, there are two problems with Zmanazan. So number one, our shoes have shoelaces. Our shoelaces are made out of material that usually are balaya. And they were putting inside the water should be awesome. The other said the Orch Shabbos and Minchas and others, they come and say, you're putting your shoes inside with the shoelaces that are not plastic, that are balaya, you'll have a problem. If it's plastic, no problem. You don't have any shoelaces, no problem. A second issue is, our shoes have stitchings to it. What is the stitching made out of? I asked a bunch of people in Haburi, I was saying, what is that stitching made out of? What material is it? If it's plastic, is it threads? Even if it's a, where is it? And even if it is plastic, what's plastic threads over here? What's the local over here? My sister, Shmir Shabbos says, since we have to worry about the stitching, and our shoes you cannot put inside water. You have to worry about the stitching over here. Orch Shabbos, Simcha Bonum, Rabbi Yaakov wants to go this way. So again, the idea of bottle, I do not understand what those words mean, accuser. Maybe, again, I'm about to last 100%, maybe. But the mice, if it's belaya, doing active leaving over here, and it's dirty, how can you do it? Mice, the question. It's rubber. Depending on the bottom, is leather or rubber. You want to put water on it, 100% water. Want to do shush-shuff? Great question. Now this question, again, he's stitching, ready of Chaim Noah's question, quoting him, couldn't tell the other. He's not sure what to do with stitching over here. And making the swarm seem to be machmah in our shoes, number one, inside the lacing, number two, inside the stitching, and get involved with also, maybe some stitching might be mutter, but since you don't know, you can get that shaitim. And be choish to be machmah over here. The third Shiloh. What is the idea of shirusoi zekrususoi? Betzim, we seem to have a series of Gemaras. We have a Gemara by us in Zvachim Sagdal Beis. The Gemara over there says, "Kondirava Zork Sudel Lamayim Chayim." This is the Raisa. Take your bag and put it inside water to clean it through the act of water. It's an Isser Raisa. Yes, Rekti Rishonim, we have two places, not saying clearly it's not the Raisa. We have Gemara and Newman that says you want to Makav Pnei Rabbi. The Lucha is, you can go into the Amas Amahim, no problem. Are you begging to get wet over here? Shurusai, Makav Mitzvah Legazu. Only Jabonim Makav Mitzvah Legazu. We have a second Gemara in Bayan Dafir Ches, that Anito wants to Matar herself, Ula Begadim Atomei. She go inside the mikveh with the beged with the sugar of Aram over here, and therefore Matara herself and the beged. Aye, Shusa Zek Fusatsoi, Makam Mitzvah Gozru. So we have one Gemara says Deraiso, we have two Gemara say it's not Deraiso, it's Tiro. That's the Kasha among the Rishonim. The Rishonim have Ikir 7 Tirotsim. 5 of them are brought down by us over here. Number 1 mentioned all 7, only 5 brought down by us over here. One is, Kamal Tayshis in the first Teretz, and Dafka Vidal, if he wants to answer, the Be'etzem, Shurusai, and all Begadim, Lamaisa, Mutter, unless it's a case of Dov Matunov, there's dirt over there, there's dam over here, there's some lichlach over here. Therefore, the Issa Deraiso is only a case when there's lichlach, mamish dirt over here, but Begadim, Be'etzem, and Mutter. Therefore, then the Amasamayim, or the case over here of the Kabnei Rabbi, Amasamayim, or the case of Isha the Mikvah over here, the Mice is no problem to have Sigur Deraiso. Well, the way the Mishmu quotes it, he quotes the Sefer Atshum of the Erzurah. That's their Shito. Sefer Atshum of the Erzurah. The second Malach is Malach Rekert. Everything is Osir. Not all Shirusai is Mutter, except for a case of when it's Lechluch. Everything is Osir unless it's Derech Lechluch. Second Derech with what they call Bein Tam Shito. The words of the Mishmu is the Rashbam Shito. Rashbam. The third Malach comes on the Reim and says all materials are Osir. Except for Ur, and the issue which you're going to the mikveh, the case which we in Big Day Ur. That's the third Malach, with the Chovetz Chaim calls, the Reim Shito. A fourth Malach, Kamlum the Tor, bring down Ram Rutenberg, the all materials are Mutter, the other way around, except for Big Day Pishtin. That's the Gemara's case in the Ravon, that's Tzarek Dalet. And the fifth Malach, which is basically bring down through Revo, depends if you have Kavona or no Kavona. If you have Kavona, me Nichol get of the Raisa, no Kavona, Nichol get of the Rabbonim. Those are the first big kids, sir. The five Mahalchim that's brought down all by Aaron Isaacilum on the page over here. How to answer this question. Now, obviously, we'll have to go explain each Mahalch over here. They brought down the page Shulchan Aruch, and there are going to be cases that are different. For example, Ma'at Maim, a little bit of water over here. What's Halacha? The first Shita that I'm going to pass in, that everything is more than less than Mutunov. A little bit of water, says the Chavetz Chaim, still going to be also. No Chal with a little water, a lot of water. The second Shita, then the loch is when derech lichloch he can't make it, otherwise everything is osir. So Chavetz Chaim, a little bit of water, also is osir. But let's say a case over here when you want to say that all begunim mice are osir, less the big day are the reim shito, that says the Mishnah Berurah, mak maim derech lichloch mice be motor. That means we'll see a bunch of chalukim, we Mishnah slowly seem to be a stiro, you have no which shita he's going in. That's one example. Now just to be clear, the sigur discussing is dafka soaking. Shirusan zek vususan. But let's say you have a case over here of a beged that's clean, or has some tinnuf over here, and you want to do shif-shif. You want to do kivas gomer. Says the Mishabu does not pen upon these seven sheets over here. A lot of you do the case of shif-shif. That means, let's say you wore a beged for one day. The words of the Rosh is called together a beged that's noki. There's no issa of doing shirus and zek kusus on. But a lot of you want to do shif-shif to clean it? A lot of that's ulcer. A lot of kivas is ulcer. Says the Mishabu, a lot of schita is ulcer. That means we're discussing one aspect in the halacha. When you want to soak it, we have these seven tirutim to negate the soaking. Negate the shuv shuv, that's not a question, it's also. Schita vada is also. Sam kivus vada is also. The only thing over here, when you soak it, on the, then we have these kvalim over here. I'll just explain the two main shitas over here. The first shita, Betzem, is saying over here that everything of soaking is mutter unless it's mutunov. Unless it has dam there. What defines mutunov? What is dirty? So it's very clear, the Beis Yosef brings down the Rosh. Let's say you were begging for a day or two, and then you put it into the laundry. His words are, the fact that it's not freshly scented, and you want to make it more freshly scented, that's not tinov, that's not dirtiness. I'm about to go wash it, even isser, but shirusim, there's no isser over here. His words are, I feel my beg the pushchur, machmas nevisho, even got a little bit blackened, got dirty because of you. That's not tinuf. That's not lichluch over here. And therefore, there's no isha shirusan zek vususan. Mishmu moving down, ve'kila loch lamaisa, it got blackened. Daily wear is not under the category of tinuf. Now, when a person over here has something, that's Aleph. Second.
Even a person's
Makbana? Yeah, no difference. In doing Shirusan, they're soaking it. Again, Avada Kvisa itself is Osir. Shivs of Osir.
Soaking it is just water?
Yes.
What do you put in, like, some soap?
Oh, so we discussed in the beginning that maybe it has a category of shiv already. Now, even in this shito, the Kamlum discussed, let's say you have something that's clean, and you want to make it even cleaner. Something clean. You want to make something cleaner. According to the, and you do a pekavon over here, is that going to be nichon the iser? But then we also, I was cleaning it. Now that it's got blackened a little bit, it's clean. You want to make it cleaner. So you read the Rosh, he's very clear. He says something's clean. And what makes something even cleaner? Why is it smoter? Black or white water? Asad Hasheni, the Sefer Truma says, if it's clean, you want to make it cleaner. That's Kevona, it's Osir. Anaisa says, Machloik is Sefer Truma versus the Rosh. Nafkin will get to the next time, in my case of contact lenses. But let's say you clean it before Shabbos. If it already is clean, you want to get it cleaner. It can be Osir and water. Says Achoyin, it depends upon the Rosh versus Sefer Truma. How do we pass it over here? Now, in this halacha, Kamal the Bialacha discusses, let's say, we're saying over here that you have Lichluch. You clean it, you have dam's ulcer. The second sheet just says that it can be ulcer unless it's derech lechloch. So let's say you have a beggar that's meluchlach and it's derech lechloch. You have both things over here. The pool that you're doing is coming to dry your hands on top of it, but the beggar has dam on top of it. It's derech lechloch on a beggar that's matunaf. What's a loch in that case? So you read one bealoch after another bealoch, they seem to say two opposite things. Except you have to realize he's speaking in two different sheetahs. Let me look up the Makor, it's very simple what he's saying over here. Come to the Prima Gondom, he says, that's an afkamina, one afkamina between the two Terutzim over here. Says the Prima Gondom, and the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Prima Gondom, it says, let's say over here, there is dam, with derech lechloch, there's no head to derech lechloch. If you want to dry your hand on this towel, you have a dirty towel in your house, it's very dirty. Mama, just clean up blood over here. And now you go over and you want to dry your hands on top of it, derech lechloch, says the Prima Gondom, you're even isser. The towel of mice is dirty. It's matunaf, you're cleaning the towel over here. Says the early Shabbos is ulcer. And Pasha, they point out, you read the Rishonim that way in the Sugya. They want to answer the case of the Sugya of Nid over here. They say over here, Dafka, the Nid has no tinuf over here. I let the Nid have tinuf, and Derech Lichloch, going to the mikvah over here. Derech Lichloch over here. So you see, Derech Lichloch, something that is matunaf, it's ulcer. Chavetz Chaim brings down the Shabbos people go to him, and he ends off. It's not that simple. He's not that happy with it. Maybe l'kuli alma tzmuter v'tzarchin. Chavetz Chaim says, not sure. Shlomo Zalman Maisi wants to be mekel. Maisi Lokal Maisi wants to go l'kulo against people Godom or Eilu Shabbos. You have to realize this Chavetz Chaim is going in which sheet and the first sheet over here. On that question, the people Godom wants to be machmer. And Mishmur says, tzarchin. Now again, in this first sheet, was being very clear, the only time it's also when there's tinnif over here, otherwise always mutter. But even when there's no tinnuf, you always have to worry about a side sugya. Something called schito over here. Therefore, the loch is you cannot soak in the water, gzer otas schito, a tinnu abonon, except a mock mitzvah like gozu. A case of kabne rabbi, the case of a nido. Says the Mishnah, you have to make sure, don't put water on top of it. Why mitzvah gzer of schito over here? That's the Nazar Mo, up in the Mordechai. Don't put water. I mean, you always have to worry, besides the cleaning process, don't do acts that lead to a chash of schit over here. If there is no chash, says the Mishavu, for example, in case you're putting a little bit of mouth of water over here, there might still be a problem over here. So that's again the first sheet over here. That loch comes out very simple. Yelana do shirusan all begodim unless the beggar has tinnuf on top of it. The second sheet is mamashra character. It's always ulcer unless the derech lichluch. Now, what's derech lichluch? The way the Ilma is clearing over here is that a person has a towel in his house and he dries his hands on the towel. Now, does it mean by poil you have to dirty the towel? Or does it mean the act that you're doing is an act of derech lechloch? That it does. That's a tendency. That's the style of what you're doing is a derech lechloch. Is it by poil have to go do it? Or the derech go do it? So you read the Mishnah Berurah and best of the words of Tosfos Shabbos, he said derech lechloch. The mapa got dirty. The poil has to get me, it gets dirty. Kamal Kavachaim, he brings down Tosfos Shabbos. So Pasha means lav dafko. What he wants to tell you, every time it gets a little bit dirty, every time it gets a mashu, every time you use a towel, 30, 40 times from drying hands from the tail's dying. After all, it gets dirty. Like, where did dirt come from? Every single time I wash my hands, it's clean and I dry it. How did it get dirty? How did my towel get dirty? It, over time, it just gets dirty. And every time you're adding a little bit of amount of dirt to it. So, come on, the Achroinim, they grapple, is it the pile or the derech? They point out, you read the Rosh says, k'sh'over anar, the reason why it's mutter, his words are because rave po'omim, most times it gets dirty. It's very clear, not all the time. The derech will get dirty. But probably you don't have to be that way. You read the Bialochatz, if you're discussing when you have the Shmat on the change of the kid over here, it seems to me he goes back and forth with this question, what the words of derech luchot means. Mean the pile or the derech over here? If you want to simple bottom in this footnote, Perkin Bayes, he goes barichas among this question and wants to say machlokes over here among the Rishonim and Paiskim, what is the idea over here? Is it derech luchot or pile of malachlech? I can take it really a step further. Let's say it's an act over here that's not cleaning it, but it's not making it dirty. Neither one. But it's not derech luchot. It's not a pile making it dirty, but I'm not coming to go clean it. For example, let's say a person has a fire in his house, and it's spreading one place to another. And there's a shmata over here, and I'll put water on top of the shmata. Not putting the water on top of the shmata, but some should clean it. Except here, your kavanah is not to go clean it. No desire is not for this, not for that. What are you doing? It to stop the fire from spreading. It's not derech lechluch, it's not bepol to melachlech, but it's not to clean it. Where would you put that? It does clean it. So it's mefor shemachaber. We learned last month, simon shin lamadalad, the Mechab discusses, can you put water on a beged on Shabbos to make sure the fire does not spread? The Mechab brings down different sheets over there. He says, it depends. What should you going with? You're going to the Mahalach of Derech Luchuch or Matunuch. He said, if you start over here Derech Luchuch, he says, it's Osir. It's not Maisa Derech Luchuch. If the Sugi Mitzahs Matunuch, Tal's not Matunuch, the Maisa is Mutter. That means it's clear that pouring water on top of something is not derech luchluch. Agami kavon is not for that way, it's still its ulcer. That means you have to either have the idea of a pearl gets dirty, or derech to malachlech. Drawing in the towel is a derech. But stop pouring water on something, agami, you have no interest in cleaning it, like you said. A bond that's ulcer, pulling the sheet to the holes, you need the head to derech luchluch. Now again, you have to realize there's a side point over here in the gate of schito, that person mach upon the water, you cannot put water on top of it. Why Shemi do an active schito over here, Mishmur Magavram? Dafka says Mishmur, in case you have a lot of water here, a little amount of water might not be a problem. Now again, we said beforehand, in the first shita, when something that's derech lechluch, or something that's matunuf, what's the loch in that case? Can you do derech lechluch on something that's matunuf? Go over to a dirty towel and dry your hands on top of it. Prima Gona says the loch is, it's also Mishmur Sitzarachin. Says the Prima Gona, but not in the second shita. In the second shita, over here, when you want to do a derech luchot, the matunuf says mutter. And that also, the bialoch, the next one brings it down. You go on the second shito. That means it comes out to dry your hands on towel that's dirty. The first shito of Mishmuah is tzarchin. Second shito says the maisa is mutter. Then one bialoch is discussing in the first shito, that the maisa people wants to aser. The second shito, the maisa wants to matter over here. That means two different ideas going on over here. Two different shitas and two different bialochas. Now let's say you have over here a beged that's clean totally, and it's not derech luchluch, so it's any isser washing it. The hetter is derech luchluch, otherwise it's always also. Let's say it's a clean beged, totally clean. It's an isser shuusay. So the Graz Abnezer, Abnezer quotes the Graz, wants to argue on this point. What's the luch is like etzim is clean, and after minas of yashiv, kandik lenses, clean erev Shabbos, and then you want to clean it again on Shabbos. You want to say the ikkah should be like the avnezer of the maisa smoter. When this sheet of the maisa won't be ulcer. If you clean something that is clean, is there? Do you need the heter of derech luchluch or not? The actual time you don't need the heter. God says you do the maisa, you do need the heter. But I think we defined the first two sheets over here. Yes, something you have to go over again, but those are the two main sheets over here. A local maisa. How do we pass it? Again, we have seven alchem of Mishainim, five words on the page, and we have Birkir 3 in Shulchan Aruch. How do we paskin? That means do we paskin like the Maram, the Sefer Tshuva, the Erzurua, the loch over here is everything is going to be mutter less than this tenuf over here? Do we paskin like the Rashbam, the second Shita, everything can be also less than derech lechluch? Do we paskin like the Reim, everything is also less than big day or? So come along the loch, the Ramah brings down Siftas, two Shitas, come along the Mechaber, and he brings down Sefiud, the third Shita. Mechaber's words are very clear, Rech, Yodom, toiv to knock up the koyach, to shake them out the koyach, a little bit of water over here, and then dry yourself with a towel. That means you not have wet hands and dry yourself with a towel. Why is that so? Says the Sharetzion, who she did that? That's the Reim Shita, the third Shita. That full halacha of Shushan Zakusatan is Osir, unless by the case of Ur. Here, when you shake it out, it's Ma'at, fine, my sense mutter. Chutz means that the Maestro Mechava says it's Toiv for a person to be Machmer for the third Shita. Toiv. Now, it's not that simple, it's the third Shita. Look at the Goyin, you want times the fourth Shita, Ram Rutenberg. Look at the Oracle Shulchan, you want times the first Shita, the Sefer Tshuva. Let's go to the Chavetz Chaim. He tells us, who is this Mechavim and Sefiud? Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's the Reim Shita over here. That person should dry his hands as much as he can before he touches a towel, then touch a towel. Maisa, are we knowing like this Mechavim? So first of all, the word Mechavim is very clear, as Toyi. It's a correct thing you'll do. Maybe they start do that. And the Inner Chochmah Zodol brings it down. The Vaisol brings it down. Maisa, you read them all further. The Mos says, V'yesh Kosu Ein Lach Shmezeh, V'chein Oigim. That means that Mos is very clear, that Minig is not to be worried about this Hanog over here. The Bnei Ashkenaz, as the Graz brings down, V'chein Iker, the Chashukah brings down, we do not seem to be worried about the Sheet over here. That means that Lach of L'chopal Bnei Ashkenaz, we don't seem to shake our hands very well and dry a towel. We seem to not worry if our hands are very wet and dry our hands on a towel. Even the Mechaber Shito, you start clearing, he says, Toiv, but the Ike has the Paskin. He's still left with two Shitas over here. That means we'll have to really define how are we Paskining. That means there might be a Chumra out there, the Reim Shito. But how are we Paskining a Loch L'maisel? So again, we have two main Shitas we have to analyze. You have the same that Truman, everything is water unless it's Tinuf. We have the Rashbam Shito, that everything is also less Derech Loch Loch. So, coming to the halacha, he points out, if you read the Mechaber slowly, his words are the case over here when there's sheish olav lechloch, the begad is dirty. If the Magarvam in Prima Gadol points out that passing the halacha lemaisa lekulo, that everything is mutter unless there's lechloch there. The words of Mechaber.
Lechloch is type.
It's not a type is make sure you know water there. So let's say you begin with the halacha. The halacha starts off saying, and Maravon paskins, and Machab is passing a look lemaisa, like the first Shita, say Batrumo, that's always mutter unless there's a look there. There's a maila to shake out your hands. But the halacha is maisa is going to be mutter unless there's a look there. However, the halacha goes on further and says, it's very good, that's Maravon, and it's not the way the Machaber. That's not the Toys of Shabbos, it's not the Goin. And go look, and we just said in the case of the Leika, Shinlam and Dalad, Sukha Dalad, over there the Machaber says, the maisa to be Machmer, and not to pour water on top of something. Not to. Unless the case of the Derech Lech Lech. Otherwise, come on to Paskin to be Machmer over there. And then it comes along the Mishnah, and he says, in the Mechaber's world, the Lech Lemaisa is Paskin, it's Osir, unless Derech Lech Lech. That means Machlek is in the Mechaber, number one Mechaber holds to you. Number two, is he Paskin the first Shito, second Shito? Magarvam says he's Paskin the first Shito. Mishnah says he's Paskin on the second Shito. That means called Mishavuot Pasuk L'Chumro, and he's also in lesser case of Derech Lech Loch. There's an interesting tshuva by Yabia Oimer and Chalak Zayin discussing. The person wants to know, can you take a tea bag and put it inside his tea, make tea over here? It's cleaning the bag over here. Clean the bag. Are you like, go do that? So Yabia Oimer gets involved. How's it Mechava Paskining? Is he Paskining as a heter of Derech Lech Loch? Or is he Paskining as a Sugi of Tinuf over here? Points out that there's a serious Mechaber, Sun Lamadal. It's clearly passing the chumro. We'll get to Bereshit and Boyer in a month from now. It sounds like passing the kula and submission your test. Go back and forth in the serious mechaber of asking. Maisa, what seems to be over here, the Mishmur says the mechaber is passing the chumro unless derech lechloch.
Just because he's passing over there, the chumro, this shita could be all any of the other four shitas. Why is it automatically mean that he's
being
called derech lechloch?
Shalom,
it's clean.
No, look over there, you'll see. Now, that's the get to the Bnei Israel L'chura. The Bnei Ashkenaz, L'chura, the Ramah, and Sefiot, the way he brings it down, his words are, Ein zeh rak derech lechloch v'chein oigim. Sounds like he's passing also, the loch is going to be osir, unless it's an act of derech lechloch. Or Chashulchan very clear that way. I mean, he's saying the words are, Ein zeh rak derech lechloch v'chein oigim. The only time there's a heter in this derech lechloch. That means, the Ramah and the Ramah, the Mishmuah, the L'chura, passing the same thing. I do think the Mishmuah is not going to passing like that. I think Mishmuah passing. The ik is the first shita, and we're chayshiv with the second shita. I think he's passing the ik could be mutter, unless the case over here is tinuf. And aloha, we chayshiv be machmer by case of the raisa. And what am I saying that for? Because number one, in Sifkon Mem Ches, his words are, Yesh Choshim Ben Isidir Aysa, Chshash. Sounds like, now we're passing that way, Chshash. That's number one. Number two, in the Mealoch and Siftes, he says over there, that the El Ram says, Rav Yishon and Paskin, like the first sheet does, always be mutter, unless it's enough over there. Boy, the Bealoch and Simon Shin Chos, if you'd Ches, which we're going to have a test on soon, over there writes, Rav Poiskin, not Rav Yishon, Rav Poiskin, Paskin, like the first sheet does. So Rav Yishon and Rav Poiskin, Paskin, mutter, less case of a tenuf. Boy, the main way is, Chom Tzayim is a domer to Mishnah Berurah, Chel Gimel. You come to Mazar's Oilim, how they have to learn Hilchos Shabbos. Very, very important to learn Hilchos Shabbos. If not, Yaris Tvash, you're about to make a mistake on Shabbos. He says, aye, what's your deal? You have a Shiloh, go Iskirov. Certain times you have no option to go Iskirov. He says, for example, let's say there's a fire in your house. You can't run to go Iskirov. What do you go do? He said, you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you know very simple what to go do. You put water on top of the bag and make sure it doesn't spread over here. That's a local white smoter. Put a water on a baguette. How do you go do that over here? Elamai, he is passing a local mice in the case of a fire. They lap up wood on top of the baguette. It's going to be mortar unless it's tinnif over here. Avada, a burger says you have a choice, coke or grape juice or water. Of course, do coke or grape juice. Why? Because of the second shito. You know the option. The Chofetz Chaim saying be'ikir the first shito. That's really Rishonim and that's really Poiskim. Avada, we should be choshim. It can be choshim. Although the Ikar says it comes to be machmer, l'chur, l'mi mekel, who are not exactly like the Mechabed Ram over here. The Ikar is the first shito that's mutter, unless it's a case of tinnif over here. Well, Be'ez Hashem, on Wednesday, we'll go through Schito, finish off the Simon over here, and try to go through different cases practically, l'chur, l'mi, s'lachur.